A friend caught up in a tough divorce confessed to me recently that he didn't really comprehend how bad his marriage was. He finally said these words, "I was perfectly happy being miserable." I mean, to be fair, he found other ways to make meaning in life, but how wild is that? I was perfectly happy being miserable. And yet I imagine many of us have been there, where for a time, each day is a slog. Have you been there? Where you can't catch a break, and you just get by the best you can, day by day. And so then to the promise that we have just heard, the promise of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Is that just a fairy tale? How can life be abundant when life is so hard with pain and illness and bills and so much more? How can it be real when there is such overwhelming suffering in our world? Maybe if we manage to put ourselves in a bubble and shut off and ignore all that suffering out there, then we can be somehow content within ourselves. Well, St. Paul, who we did also hear from tonight from Mike, St. Paul actually talks a great deal about suffering. And maybe you already know this, you studiers of God's word, but it is not a guide on how to avoid suffering. What he does say is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. In other words, they who give a lot of themselves, and yes, that includes occasional suffering, will find that life is full of blessings. Let me give you an example. This is actually from another Paul, but not the Apostle Paul. It is Dr. Paul Farmer. Maybe some of you have heard of him. He was a doctor who died just a few years ago. He did incredible work to serve the poorest of the poor in Haiti, but also in Peru and Boston and Siberia and Liberia and Sierra Leone, places where part of the treatment plan was simply to make sure that the people who were there to get treatment had food to eat. And his work led to significant advances, especially in the work of treating tuberculosis. This was a man who could have lived a perfectly comfortable life as a doctor and professor at Harvard, but instead he rarely took time for himself or to enjoy the luxuries of life. But every moment he wasn't caring directly for a patient felt to him like a missed opportunity. He suffered all kinds of hardships, and yet he was perfectly content, even jovial, according to those who knew him well. Why is that? Well, St. Paul seems to explain this by saying this: he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. So God provides enough, the supply and the increase. You will be enriched in every way for your generosity. I should admit to you that this is not a get-rich-quick plan. I'm sorry to disappoint you. Abundant life is not a matter of a full bank account. I'm convinced that Dr. Paul Farmer, any money he had immediately went to whatever next unfunded medical need came up. But that when we give of ourselves, we find that we are content. And I know many of you here know what that feels like. to give of yourself for the sake of those around you. When our lives are spent for the sake of others, life is indeed abundant. One of the stories in this book about Dr. Paul Farmer is that he carried in his wallet two pictures. Do you all still carry wallets with pictures? I don't know. But he had in his wallet two pictures, one of his little girl, Catherine, and another of one of the children who was a patient of his. A stand-in for all of his patients, really. A reminder between those two pictures of his purpose, not only his blood child, but also all the children of the world. And in fact, anyone who suffers. And it made the discomforts of his life seem not only tolerable, but a worthwhile investment. Some of you have known great suffering. Perhaps not Haitian poverty with diseases that would kill you, but suffering nonetheless. But that great suffering, I will note, comes in three forms. One is the suffering that if we could, we would eradicate it. Abuse, neglect, harassment, poverty. It is heartbreaking to witness. The next is suffering that comes from knowing the best of life and losing it. I know many of you have had the great privilege of just that kind of suffering. You are blessed if you have experienced this, because it means that you have known great love. And finally, there is purposeful suffering. The daily inconveniences willingly endured to alleviate the suffering of others. You have all known this kind, I am sure, when you have taken care of a puking child or a parent whose health is failing. You suffer for it, there is no doubt, but you would suffer more if you were to not take care of that loved one. Some of you have made it a profession, teaching at-risk children, or parents, or caring for those struggling with addiction. No doubt it's hard and sometimes exhausting, but that, my friends, is abundant life. That was the entire ministry of Jesus, alleviating the suffering of others, healing, feeding, teaching, and finally dying, that others might live. When you are suffering, may you find that it is meaningful, that you are not suffering for suffering's sake, but that you are giving yourself as the body of Christ in a world that needs a sign of God's love. May we all know that abundant life of living with the love of God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.